This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're just learning from the U.S. Census Bureau that the federal poverty rate has fallen, albeit slightly, for the first time since 2006. Last year, 14.5% of Americans were officially poor, down from 15% the year before. But a new report out today says far more families are financially insecure. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Nearly half of households in major U.S. cities are liquid asset poor, meaning that if they lose their incomes, they don't have enough accessible savings just to get by for 3 months. That's according to a new report from the nonprofit Corporation for Enterprise Development, or CFED, and Citigroup. Bob Anibale is Citi's Global Director of Community Development.
Liquid poverty tells us that many communities and families that may be middle class really don't have the cash available to respond to unexpected emergencies or needs.
The report is being presented at a conference in Washington today aimed at helping more low-income families save. Ida Rademacher with CFED says solutions include
everything from savings products that are ideally automatic so that people don't have to think about it every time, but also meeting people where they are if they're actually in debt. If their credit score is what the problem is and needing to build credit.
Rademacher says even without much income, people will save if given the right opportunities. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.